Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 16 January 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. I seriously do. If not being too selfish, would you mind saying a little prayer for me? I felt pretty tough all day. Even my fingers are aching right now. I'm just hurting all over, but that's life, I know. Every now and then, everybody catch a bug once in a while. Just say a little prayer if you don't mind. The Lord get me through this. But I want to do the nice broadcast with our special guest, Angeline Marie. I'm going to tell you why just in a second what we're going to talk about. Before I do that, though, don't forget we're still offering the almost 60 pages of information on why we use the 1611 King James Bible, nothing else. I thought they would fly out of here. I really thought people would be buying them by the bunches. I think two so far is all that's been asked for. I'm amazed. We put them together so people can understand what's happening, how Satan deceiving the multitudes, and no one seems to really care a whole lot about it. But they're available. Almost 60 pages for $20. That includes shipping and everything. If you want it, you just have to call and let us know at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Let us know that. We were planning on having church this weekend, folks, but they're calling for another snowy front coming in. And temperatures zero and below. So I'm not going to be going out this weekend again. I'm so sorry. We've tried 3 weekends in a row now to get across the mountain to our Bible study group. That's a two-hour drive northeast from me across the mountains. And I just don't want to cross the mountains in that kind of weather. So please bear with us. There'll be something you can watch anyway. If you go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble, you can watch whatever Phil puts up there. You're going to put up one this time. You're going to want to see it about children being used and drain of the spatial part of their blood to keep people young. It's a true story. It'll be on there. You can watch that. It's very powerful. It isn't fun to watch, but, folks, it's true. This is what we're up against. Satan's minions have no pity, no shame, no conscience. Their conscience are seared, and what they do to us doesn't bother them at all. So this weekend, please, if you can, you go on Rumble and watch those teachings. They'll be up and running, start at 10:30 or so this coming Saturday morning. I think you're going to really enjoy it, or at least want to see it, to learn from it. As I said, our guest tonight is Angeline Marie. She wrote a book entitled Soulless Society. I'm looking at the cover of this book. It's a very powerful picture on the cover of this book of Lady Liberty, falling on her knees and her head in her hand and a flag falling beside her, and dust and dirt all around her. That shows the fall of America and anguish of what's going on in this country. It's a very powerful book. Before we get into the book, though, we'll bring up Angeline. Angeline, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Pastor Butch. Thanks for having me tonight.
You're more than welcome. I'm glad to have you. It's an honor to have you, and thank you for joining me, and thanks for sending me a copy of this book. It's a phenomenal book, but how did you get involved with this? How did you know this was going on?
It's a long story. What happened was about 2000, in the year 2000, I was in my mid-30s, and like everybody who's young that point in age, you're trying to find your purpose in life. And I was kind of doing that, but I really didn't pay attention to politics or news at that time. And I had started a job with a software company. And in this job, I was testing software. And every day, it was just more tedious work. And I was going to quit. So I went into the boss, and I told him, you know, I really don't think this is for me. And I tried to quit. And he said, well, do you think you could just stay on for a little while? We're getting ready to do our first product release. And I would like it if you could at least stay on through till we launch this product. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So what he would let everybody do, though, the programmers and the testers, is he would let us listen to internet radio. And back then, internet radio wasn't as popular as it is now. It was more, to me, I felt like it was more of an underground thing then. But I started listening because he would let us listen to internet radio through these earbuds. And I stumbled on Dr. Stan Monteith's Liberty Radio program.
Oh, yes.
And I started to hear things that just astounded me, things that I heard that the government was doing. And I think even before I heard these programs, I kind of knew something. You could feel something in your spirit. You know something's not right. Call it intuition or whatever at that point in my life. But then it started to shine so much light on truth, and I started to put the pieces together. And so here I am, I started writing this book just before the pandemic in 2019. So now it's been 20-some-odd years. But I went from Dr. Stan, and then I started discovering other programs. And really, I believe the Lord had me in that job, and he was schooling me to get ready for what I'm doing now. So then in 2013, I decided to start a radio show called the Truth Seekers Radio Show. And then in 2017, I started a couple internet radio channels, Patriot Radio Classics, K-Star, and K-Star Talk Radio, and now Kingdom Star, which is more spiritual and religious broadcasting. So it's been a long road. And then I had always wanted to write a book, but I guess I wasn't ready yet. He was waiting for these 20 years to go by so that I would have something to write on. So what I was going to do, Pastor, is I had wanted to write a book on politics and religion, and how I always hated when you hear, oh, it's taboo. You shouldn't talk politics and religion. That's too taboo. And I used to always wonder, why are people saying that? Why don't they want us to discuss these two things? Because I think they're so interrelated. I don't understand how you can divorce one from the other, because your religious or spiritual beliefs undergirds how you conduct your life. And that would spill into politics, because your beliefs are going to base who you're going to vote for or what kind of things you're going to stand for, right? And so I could never understand that. And so I had this idea. I was going to write a book on politics and religion. I even had a name. It was going to be Politics and Religion, the Two Things They Don't Want You to Discuss and Why You Should. Well, as I started actually doing the writing process, the Lord started moving, and he was basically telling me, no, we're not going to write about that. What we're going to write about is all of the pillars in society, and we're going to touch on each of those things and show how what the chaos that we're experiencing today doesn't have anything to do with who's in office or who's running the government. It has everything to do with the spiritual battle we're in. So it's not a physical thing. It's physical in that it's playing out physical, but it's being undergirded by a spiritual war. And the book was supposed to be showing the reader, as we have gutted God out of our society, we have left room for evil to come in and take his place in the world and in our lives. And so that's a long answer to a simple question you asked me, but that's what led me from, you know, from where I started to where I am today and to how the book came into fruition.
Wow, well, very good answer, because I've always said this, what we see manifest in the physical world always starts in the spiritual world. Everything is spiritually motivated, everything. And I tell people all the time, there's no such thing as a non-biased individual. You can't have a non-biased judge or anything else, because everyone has their own philosophy of life and what they believe in. So everyone is biased in their own direction. So we have to get over that fact that we think we can find somebody that's just non-biased, that's going to just judge us on the merits or anything, because that doesn't work that way. Everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. You hit it right on the head. And in this book, I mean, the cover is phenomenal. I love the cover. I do. But, you know, I read through the book, and folks, if you have a friend or a family member that needs to see what's happening in this country in a very concise and precise way, and I'm going to say it's a great primer for anybody. Not that I didn't learn things out of it. I've been doing this a long time, but yet, what a great way to introduce your friends and family to what's happening. I mean, titles like How Do You Know What You Know? Government and the Church, Hollywood and the Media, Technocracy and Transhumanism, A Spiritual Solution for the Nation of Death. There are all these are chapters in this book, folks. It's a phenomenal book to read, written in plain English, so I can understand it. Anyone who has a desire to know what's happening, this book is so vital to them. If you have somebody out there tonight that's just starting to learn what's going on, get a copy of this book and give it to them, because it's very important. And Angeline, how did you, when you started writing this book and you seen what's going on, and people ask you, how did you know what you know? How did you answer that?
The reason why I wrote that chapter is I was pretty transparent and honest with the reader in the preface of the book, telling you where I come from. So even an atheist, they say they don't believe in God, but they still have that atheism plays into their decision making.
Of course it does.
And so I was,
it does.
Yeah. So I was up front and I said, I'm a Christian conservative, but you could be liberal and maybe you don't go to church, but the point I was trying to get across is those things matter in your daily life and they play out in how you conduct your life. But a lot of how we believe, our beliefs come from how we were brought up and what we have taken in, whether it starts with your family, your mom, your dad, and what they teach you. And then it could be family, friends, pastors. Then it's, you know, your school teachers. Then you go to college and it's the professors. And that's not even mentioning all the types of media we have, from print media to broadcast media. And, you know, when I started in this, internet was big thing. Now you've got all these podcasters and all these other mediums. Everybody can be an overnight sensation on their own. They just start a Rumble channel. So my point in that chapter was, think about everything you believe and everything you know. But then the question is, what do you think you know? Is everything that we believed and believe, is it really true? And I just thought it was important for people to step back out of what they believe before they got ready to delve into the book, especially, now your audience, yes, they're familiar with a lot of the things that are in this book, but I pray that somebody who would buy the book could find something they can share with somebody that they didn't know, and or even when you're done with the book, you pass it off and give it to someone. I know everybody knows somebody in their life that when you are talking to them, even people who aren't quote unquote religious, they know there's something wrong right now. I can't tell you how many people I come across in business and in personal, and they just say, everything is just so crazy right now. I don't understand where they know in their heart of hearts that something is wrong. They just can't put their finger on it. That's who I really believe this book is for. And so I needed them and anybody who reads it to kind of step back and realize what you've learned and then take that, but kind of put it aside when you start reading the chapters, because I unwind and I unmask a lot of things that maybe those people have never heard before.
Well, it's very well put together, like I said, and it's very well written in a sense that's easy to understand. And you made a point there. You know, we talk about people that are atheists or agnostics. There's no such thing as a non-religious person. Everyone has a religion. Maybe it's humanism. Maybe it's, who knows what it could be. I mean, humanism, atheism is a religion. They believe in man. They think man's their God. So all this is irrelevant as far as everyone has a religion. It's just which way do you choose to go with your life to guide your life? Which one do you want to guide your life? Well, obviously, our nation is full of humanists. It had been for many years. Even the Supreme Court ruled that humanism is a religion. It's been taught in schools. It's been taught even in the churches today. So this book covers a lot of that, and government and churches, and what the government's done to the churches, and how they control the church, and most churches don't even understand what's happening there. This is a sad situation when God's people, especially God's people, are so blinded to the truth, they don't know they're being controlled, do they?
No, and it's funny you bring that up. To me, if somebody says, well, what do you think's the most important pillar, I have to tell you, the chapter on government and the church, I think the church is the most important. And with all due respect, Pastor, I blame the pastors.
Oh, yes.
Not just present day. This goes back decades.
Way back.
You know,
yes,
maybe even a couple hundred years. I blame the pastors because they have fallen down on the job, and I believe that they were tricked, and I talk about this in the book. They were tricked into being muzzled not to speak out on, say, social or moral issues. They basically listened to this hoodwink of the 501c3 church. There was a senator who I won't mention his name because I'll save that for you reading the book, but he's the one that put this plan into action. You see, he realized that the pastors were speaking out to their congregations on the lack of a moral foundation in politics. And so to muzzle them, he put out this thing about the 501c3 church, and if you signed on, you'd be tax exempt. And I go, you know, into the detail in that chapter. But so that's why I point the first finger at the pastors, and the church has just fallen so short. I believe had we stood up back way back when, things may not be as bad as they are. But unfortunately, we are where we are right now in time. And so, like, again, I just think it's through this hoodwink of the tax-exempt status, which, by the way, and I say this in the book, I have quotes from people that work for the IRS that even they never understood why the church signed on the 501c3, which, in short, is you're signing a contract with the government. So no longer is Jesus Christ the head of your church. Now it's the government.
That's true. That's very true. You know, that deception is latched on pretty strongly, and most churches today fell right in line with it, because the church today as a whole, I say the church, but they call themselves churches, have compromised every way possible to go along, get along. And that's not what the church was not put here to go along, get along. The church is put here to take a stand for righteousness. And if made people mad at him, they just the way it happened, they crucified Christ because he stood against them. They killed the disciples because they stood against them. So why in the world today should the church think that we have to get along with everybody? That isn't Bible law, is it?
Mm-mm. No.
Not even a little bit.
So.
But they've effectively muzzled the church, and the church just seem to be happy to have it so. That's the sad part of it. But you got into things here, too, that people I've got to understand. The central banking and system and money. We haven't had any money in this country since 1964 and took silver from behind the dollar. But you got into that in this chapter and explained what's going on and how the money changers have more or less taken over the world, haven't they?
Yes, and you know, it's funny because after I've already have in my mind, I'm going to book number two. I'm finding out even more things about, I don't know if you've heard of a woman named Susan Bradford, but she is a prolific writer and researcher, and the stuff she talks about through the bloodlines, I had never really studied all that stuff. I kind of was more surface on each of these things, but she goes, you know, back to all of the bloodlines and the families that are involved. I mean, we hear about the elite, the establishment. We kind of stay on the outside perimeter when we talk about them because we don't really know who we're talking about. And I also believe that a lot of these families and their roles have maybe changed over the last couple hundred years. But she goes into, you know, she names the names and she fits a lot of the puzzle pieces together. So even though I've written this and I talk about central bank and Federal Reserve, I'm even learning more now. And, you know, talking about the central bank and the Fed, this CBDC business, I believe that this is all going to be the linchpin for the surveillance society because they have to have some sort of control mechanism on us if they want to control our every move. And as I'm sure you've heard, you know, about the World Economic Forum and their role in this, I think they're really pushing for the Fed to go with this digital currency because that will be the way that they control us. They're going to be able to track our every move, what we buy, and eventually, you know, if you want to work, you'll have to get paid through CBDC, and if you don't want to do that, then how can you work? How can you get a paycheck? How can you feed your family? So that will be the hold, and that, I mean, I think that's when we're going to have some hard decisions as Christians
absolutely
to make.
Absolutely. That's been in the workings for a long time. Started a long time ago with checking accounts and credit cards, but now it's going into the beast system almost completely. Where you either play the game or you can't buy or sell without the mark. And if you're reading Revelation 13, it tells you three ways you can take the mark, not just one way. But that's very important because this is all tied together worldwide. They want this CBDC to run every nation, every individual in the world to control, like you said. If you don't toe the line, you don't eat. What better way to get people afraid enough to follow the rules than that they can't feed the family? Not just the way it is. So you're right on the money there. So I would thank folks that this book is something you need to get a copy of. And I would urge you to get it for gifts for people. Seriously, it'd make a fine gift to individuals that you know are looking for the truth and having to be able to pinpoint it. This will help them understand what's going on behind the scenes so they can get a grasp of what's happened to our country. Folks, our country is going insane. Well, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:28, he'll smite us with madness, insanity. It's happened to our country. Nothing more makes sense. It's absolutely absurd. As I said last night on the program, Angeline, the Biden administration just gave the Department of Health and Human Services $700,000 to help a transgender girl that wants to be a boy, a girl that wants to be a boy. If she gets pregnant, that's $700,000 to help her get an abortion. Now, let that sink in a second. A girl wants to be a boy, yet she's having sex with a boy and gets pregnant. Doesn't that make sense?
I have a whole chapter on children and how we've abused them. In fact, there's something I want to mention. If your listeners go to soullesssocietybook.com, they can learn about the book there. I even have a place where you can put your email in, and I'll send you the first two chapters for free. But you can learn about the book there. But what's most important is what I wanted to let your listeners know, because you were speaking about children just now, is that half of the proceeds from this book I'm giving to an organization called ShatterOps.org.
Oh, yes, I know that.
And in memory of Russ Dizdar. He was a Christian man and founder of ShatterUps.org. And what they do, if somebody's listening doesn't know, they fight human trafficking, and they also rescue, and then they heal victims, and they expose what's going on. And, you know, I was astounded. I really didn't know a lot about the human trafficking industry, but I found out, Pastor Butch, it's the second largest criminal industry after drug dealing globally.
Yes, it is.
And they are up to $150 billion a year industry. And so that's why I picked ShatterUps, is for that reason. And I did do a chapter on children, and it's about their mental, physical, and spiritual abuse. And you just mentioned abortion, and this book is not only just research I've done and commentary, but it's also based on 10 years plus radio interviews I did. So I interviewed Jesse Lee Peterson probably back in 2013 or 14, and we were talking about abortion, and I talk about that. But I got to say, I think something that really bothers me that's going on, and you mentioned it, is this transgender stuff.
Oh, yes, yes,
I feel like it is so evil, because we're robbing these children mentally and spiritually, and, you know, that's, and not to mention the physical part, but we're teaching them that they can be something that they're not. And I think that's just so evil, and especially these kids who are still in grade school, and they're either bringing them in for surgery or they're telling them these things before they, you know, because I remember being in middle school, and it is like a really weird time in your life. Your body's changing, or everything's changing, and you don't understand it, and you have to get used to it through that transition. I just think it's horrible to then, at that time in these kids' life, to start feeding their brain with this evil stuff. And I even, you know, as I was writing the book, it really hit me that, because I also researched the eugenics program, because you were speaking about abortion, and, you know, Margaret Sanger was the founder of the eugenics program, which she was the woman that then started the Planned Parenthood to kill the children that she thought were lesser than, humans that were lesser than.
Yes, yes.
I think eugenics was the precursor to the transhumanist movement, which to me also is linked to the transgender movement. And the reason I say that is, think about the transgender and the transhumanism movement. The thing they really have in common is taking the man that was made in the image of God and perverting it, changing it.
Yes.
Manipulating it to anything but that in which God originally made. And I think that's the insidious truth behind the transgender movement.
Hang on through the break, please, sweetheart. Folks, back at the break, if you have any phone calls, want to ask any questions to Angeline, I hope you do, at 844-769-2944. Again, this book is a must-read for everybody, but especially for family members that you want to teach from the beginning. I'm going to get a couple of my grandchildren. I really am. It's that important. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle's real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All righty, folks, we're back again. We're talking to Angeline Marie about her book, Soulless Society, a very powerful book. I'm going to get a couple copies from a couple of my grandchildren that I know are the ones that want to read it. Some of them won't do it, but I have a couple that will read it, and it'll be a blessing to them. So if you have any questions tonight, if you want to talk to Angeline, give us a call at 844-769-2944. Now, thanks, you're doing a great job tonight. I really do. And I do want to get in. I don't want to get too in detail in these chapters, but I want you people to know that these chapters are in the book. And you got one here, chapter 5, Hollywood and the Media. How much control does the media have on the children, all society, but especially children?
I think the media, by the way, for people that don't know, is completely controlled.
Absolutely.
But I think they have control over everybody. I mean, adults, children, everybody. And it's so funny because I never realized how much hold and control. You know, we think that we broke away from England and that became this country that was free and we were doing our own thing. And the more I look into history, like I said, and even through Susan Bradford's work, who I mentioned earlier, we are still tied, I believe, to the Queen and to that whole royal family. And that, I mean, I know it sounds outlandish if you've never heard this, but if you start to look into it, you will see how Hollywood came out of believe it or not, British intelligence. And when you start to look, it just seems like everywhere, even the banking system, it seems like everything is still tied. When you really dig, you see that everything is still tied to England still. And so I don't know. I think we always thought we were, a free country and independent and this, but I don't know how true that really is. And I think even all that goes is even tied back to the Vatican. But you were asking about the media, and I found it very interesting. I interviewed a gentleman named Jay Dyer, and he does a lot of research on Hollywood and where it actually came from and then the media up to today. But, I mean, he traces it all the way back to also England, and he talks about how they started doing films. The British intelligence was putting out films for propaganda purposes. They started to see how it was capturing, how it was so easy to capture public attention. So any agenda they would have, they would throw it out in films. And so it was first, they were actually first Hollywood, from what he said, was actually going to be on that side of the pond. But then they decided to bring it to where it was in, you know, California eventually. But it was just really interesting how it came from MI6 and MI5. And he was talking about, because I remember hearing that a lot of the big name actors and actresses are actually CIA assets. And I always thought that was so strange. But he goes into those connections and he shows how there were these royal societies that were actually putting together the film industry in Hollywood, and then they started signing on these actors and actresses and writers. He mentions some of the writers for the James Bond films, and he mentioned some big names, and I put those in the book, but how they expanded the intelligence and started pushing it into film first and then, of course, television, all the way up into where we are now. But it's very interesting how all of this came actually out of the intel agencies.
Well, you know, when you look back at all this, the deeper you go, the more it stinks. I mean, you realize we missed so much over the years. We've been manipulated with our eyes wide open, haven't we?
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really, well, what I've noticed, and I'm sure you have too, my generation, I'm kind of on the cusp of, you know, baby boomer Gen X, and we were taught in school to have critical thinking skills. I don't think they've taught that for the last two generations, That's why I think it's, but, you know, you have to look back. People, even the baby boomers and before, it seems like we've all been hoodwinked all along.
We have.
And I think part of that is we don't think that anybody could actually be that evil and calculating, because the average person is not like that. So when you first find out these things, you're like, could our government really do that? Could these people really do that? They're doing it, and they've been doing it. But I think the average person is not evil, and they don't even think that way. And so I guess that's why it's been so easy for us to be hoodwinked all these years in every area of life.
Well, you know, it's hard for an individual, an average individual like you and I, to understand even how holy God is. He's thrice holy. We can't go there. Our mind won't go there. Well, on the other hand, we can't understand how evil Satan is and the people that he controls, how perverted they can be. Our mind just can't go there. I mean, how do you explain a so-called doctor that can tear a baby apart in the womb one piece at a time, throw the trash can for a few dollars? How do you explain that? How do you explain somebody that can get the blood out of children for adrenochrome after they terrorize them on the table and get their bodies to react to that and get the adrenochrome so they can drink it? I mean, how do you explain that? How do you explain anybody that could take a child and rape the child sex trafficking? It's hard for people like you and I to understand that. Our mind can't go there. But that doesn't change the facts, does it?
No, it's demonic and it's satanic, and that's just what it is. And when you tell people these things, they think you're crazy, that they don't think that could really happen, that nobody would really do that. And I didn't realize, I mean, it's really in our backyard, this sex trafficking. I didn't know this stuff was going on so close to home.
Oh, yes, it truly is. It's everywhere. It's in West Virginia. It's in Florida where you are. It's everywhere. I mean, this has been done worldwide. And America is the biggest receiver of child trafficking of any nation in the world. That's how corrupt we are. And the way it was done, of course, we had a more or less open society, which made it much easier than some nations to do this. We used our liberties, our freedoms, to abuse righteousness, and now we're losing everything. But that's part of it. I mean, we use our liberties we call it constitutional right for them to kill our baby. That's nowhere in the Constitution. It wasn't even implied, but that's what they use. So they perverted our foundations and used it to promote their evil. But, you know, you got a chapter here, too, about the environment and the Great Reset. The Pandemic Chronicles. Those are good chapters. And I'm still amazed at how the world was shut down over a virus and the people let it happen.
And I think there's going to be a pandemic, too. I mean, you're already hearing things.
There is.
And I think it's going to be something. I think the thing with COVID was it was like this hidden monster. It didn't you wouldn't know by looking at the average person. They could supposedly have tested quote unquote positive, but you couldn't tell by looking at them. I think the next thing is going to be something that is going to show up on people physically. If you were around them, you would know that they had whatever the next monster behind the curtain is that's coming. And I think that's how this is going to be different. And so to your point about people just willingly going into lockdown, I think it's even going to be more so on this next go-round, because I think they have something so horrific in store for us that I think people will just run. And they've been trained, right? We had this dry run. That's how I talk about the Pandemic Chronicles and how it was all basically outlined it, as far as I could find, at least 2010. I'm sure it was even way before that. It was in a document I found by the Rockefeller Foundation, and it was an outline of exactly what we went through for this event 201, which was in 2019, which was basically a rehearsal for that. So in 2010 would have been Rockefeller wrote the script. The Rockefeller Foundation wrote the script. In 2019, they had rehearsals. And in 2020, it played out in real life.
Absolutely. And the WEF, the World Economic Forum, is meeting right now in Davos, Switzerland. They're talking about Virus X. They don't know what it is yet. They haven't given a name yet. But it's going to be said to be far worse than COVID, at least 20 times worse than COVID. They're already prepping the world.
Right, exactly.
Already prepping the world.
Remember those videos?
Go ahead.
Those videos early on, I remember the first reports I heard of COVID was, say, maybe, I think it was, November 2019, and they were showing videos that were supposedly of Chinese people falling dead, dropping dead. And they started leaking those out slowly and showing them. And I think it was to get everybody so deathly afraid of this thing. But what I'm saying is I think it's going to even be it's going to be something even more theatrical and more that you can see with your eyes. I don't know if it's going to be something bloody or whatever. It's going to be more dramatic, I think, because a lot of people are thinking now, hey, I think they pulled one over on us. So to get those people to shut up, that's why I think this is going to be even more dramatic.
I'm sure you're right, because people around the world now are kind of fed up with this. A lot of them, I know a lot of them are. They're fed up with it. And they're starting to protest on some things going on. So, yeah, they got to scare us even worse than they did the first time. So, I agree.
Exactly.
This is going to be something that people are going to be taken aback on, really, really shocked over, because this is going to be something that's going to be so horrific that it's going to scare them so bad they'll give up everything they can to live one more day. And that's a fact. And the Chronicle, like I said, is a way of controlling the people through fear, and it works very well. I've always said this, that Christ leads us through faith. Satan drives us through fear. He does it very well, doesn't he?
Yes, and, you know, it would have been easy to not have faith during that time, but I got to say, I think that is really what helped me get through that time.
Oh, I agree.
Was my faith. And even just aside from the pandemic, just daily living anymore, I don't understand how people without faith get through it. If you were watching all this chaos and you didn't know Christ and you thought this is, world is all there is, you'd want to go crawl in a hole. I mean, I don't know how they get through it without faith.
Well, they're not going to get through without faith. They either have to accept Christ, or they're going to be one of the ones who deceived and taking the mark and everything else. You know that. Let's take a phone call. Mm-hmm. Let's go to New Mexico and talk to Mick. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Firstly, has she ever read the book "An Empire of Their Own" by Neil Schaefer? That's who owns Hollyweird.
Okay.
Empire. No, I never even heard of it.
Go
then
ahead.
There's another book called "Who Is Esau Edom Today?" That's by Charles Wiseman.
I've seen that one. I've seen.
Thank
that one.
You. No, I never heard of either of those.
Yeah. Now, I mean, who are you in the Bible?
When you dig into it even deeper, Angeline, you're going to find out the powers behind it. The so-called fake Jews, and then, of course, the Catholic hierarchies, and all these are powers behind this. We have the Catholic organizations bringing in illegals across the border to pollute our country and make it weaker. I mean, we have powers behind there. They're supposed to be Christian powers that are destroying this nation. That's what it's all about, and it's easy done because people think they're doing the right thing. That's how naive we are.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mick, very quick. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are you in the Bible? The best way to ask it.
Who am I? Is that what you're asking?
Who do
I identify with?
Yes.
You know what? You're going to laugh because it's not a woman. Most people would pick Esther or Deborah or somebody like that. I identify with Gideon because I find myself, the Lord wants to put me in places. And I'm like, I say, really, me? I don't know if I could do this. I'm very unsure of myself, kind of, you know. And I guess he's, that story is just, I don't know, there's something about it. And then how, you know, he stood up against the Midianites, and the Lord was there right with him and told him, now here's the instructions. This is exactly what you got to do. You start with these guys, and then we whittle it down to these guys, and we end up with only 300 guys. He told him, he was with him the whole time, and he wrote the instructions, and this is what you do, and he followed it. So I think to answer your question, it would be Gideon.
Okay. Mick, I'm going to send her a copy of the book, Mick, I've got here entitled The New Jerusalem, not the Old Jerusalem. I think she'll enjoy that. Because it can't get in too deep at one time. It's hard to understand it all. It's too deep. But thanks for calling, Mick. I appreciate it. Good call and good points. Thank you. Folks, the line is open, 844-769-2944. Get out there. You'll be sure and text me your address. I'll have it on hand. I'm going to send a copy of a little book entitled The New Jerusalem, Not the Old Jerusalem. I think you'll appreciate what I'm saying when you get the book. But anyway, so how can people get the book?
Go to SolaceSocietyBook.com. That's SolaceSocietyBook.com. Again, half of the proceeds go to Shatter Ops. And again, they help fight human trafficking victims. And, if you go there, you can get it. There's a link that'll take you. You can go to either Amazon, Books a Million, and you can get it there. It's in print. It's in Audible, and it's in ebook form.
Okay. And if they don't have a computer, what can they do?
They can go to my website, and you can write me a note, and I will help you from there. On my website, I have a form. So if they go to SolaceSocietyBook.com or truthseekersradioshow.com, I have a form. And they can just send me a little note, and I'll get back with them.
And, folks, if you don't have a computer, you can find somebody that does. Have them go to those sites and get a copy of this book. Get a couple copies for your family. Get some for your grandchildren. I'm going to do that. I already asked her off the air to send me a couple copies because I want it for my grandchildren. I want them to read it because this is such a good book. It's not complicated to understand. It goes in a lot of things without going so deep that confuses people. It just makes it's a primer. A very good book for someone who wants to start learning the truth. It's deep enough to make them be thirsty for more, but not so deep that it discourages them. That's to me, that's very important. And I want to thank you for writing this book because it's a book that makes a lot of sense to me. It really does. It's just absolutely so easy to read and get through. But now, I do want to hit one more thing here. A spiritual solution.
Right.
What is
it? The armor of God. The armor of God. That's what I talk about. I think people are wanting to, you know, oh, Trump, oh, this, oh, that. That's going to save us. It's not. It looks, it feels like it's physical war. It's not, though. It's a spiritual war, and you cannot fight a spiritual war with physical solutions. You need the spiritual solution, and in my book, I talk about how I believe that is the armor of God, putting on the whole armor, especially in these chaotic times.
Well, you know, the Word of God, if people accept this and understand it and what it says, it's an anchor. It's an anchor. And whenever you're going through this life, it can toss you around and move you all the place a lot of different ways. It can manipulate you, work you around, confuse you. The book, the Scriptures, the 611 King James Bible, is the anchor to hang on to. It answers all your questions. No matter what your question may be, this book answers all your questions. But it builds your faith to hang on through all this because the Bible says this is going to happen. And Christ said this is happening especially towards the end. And where I'm not prophesying the end, but I know we're getting into times that you start to see the travail of the woman and the world going through pains. I mean, there are wars all over the world and spreading more every day. Nations are at war and among themselves, the civil wars. Ecuador and other places are actually fighting among themselves now. And my son was going to go to Haiti. He's supposed to leave tomorrow, Thursday, go to Haiti to help to do some work on some churches. They canceled a trip because it's not safe now. But this is worldwide. The turmoil that's in the world is prophesied in the Word of God. Wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. We're seeing this happen, are we not?
Well, yeah, without a doubt. And
so,
what I said earlier about I don't know how people who don't have faith get through this.
I agree. I totally agree. I would be scared. I truly would. I can understand now why people do drugs.
Well, and I think they are, Pastor.
Oh, they
are. They are scared, and they just don't know what to do. I mean, look at these young people that are committing suicide.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they say it's going through the roof, especially since COVID.
Well, the numbers are going up all the time with suicide, and all ages, especially young people. And the military,
right.
People are committing suicide. This is America today when people without hope, if they had no hope, they had nothing to look forward to. So if this is all there is and if this life is all there is and you're tired of it, why not kill yourself? There's no place to answer to. I mean, if you don't believe there's a God, you don't believe there's a heaven or hell, you have nothing to worry about. Just kill yourself. You just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it. That's one of Satan's ploys. It truly is. But I want to thank you, Angelina,
right.
for writing this book. And again, folks, if you don't have a computer, go to your website, get the form.
Well, you have to get somebody to go, I guess,
right.
who has a computer to go to the website.
And do that, folks. Get this book, please, for your family members. Get a copy for yourself. I'm keeping a copy I've got right now. Get a few more to pass up my grandbaby because I want them to read this book. I know a couple of them are hungry for the truth. They want the truth, and I want to see them get it. Angeline, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I do appreciate you coming on board. I really do. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for even inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great.
And thank you for putting me on your radio network. Tell folks how I can listen to your network.
KingdomStarRadio.com. And that's religious teaching, Bible teaching, Bible talk programs.
kingdomstarradio.com.
I haven't been there. Which hour do I air on? Do you know?
Which what?
Which hour do I air on that radio?
I believe we're taking you live.
Live, okay. All right.
Your live stream through Global Star.
Okay, so it's kingdomradio.com?
Yeah, kingdomstarradio.com.
Well, Angeline, if I can do anything else to help you, you feel free to call me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
And God bless you.
And thanks to your audience.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yes, folks. All right, I'll talk to you soon again. Folks, what a sweet lady, and what a great little book, Soulless Society. Answer a lot of questions for you and people that maybe don't understand what's going on. Answer a lot of questions for you. Now, I'm going to make mention again because I have to. I have no choice. Financially, folks, we need help. We truly do. If it's God's will, go off the air in March after 31 years, that's fine. That's why I'll be all right. But if he wants to stay on, we do need your help. If he leads you to help us, please do so. If he doesn't, don't do it. Please follow the Holy Spirit on this. But we pray we're blessing somebody somewhere. We're making a difference in somebody's life. Bless them somehow, maybe encouraging them, educating them, and somehow give them a little bit of strength to get through one more day. If you'll help us, I'd appreciate it. But that's entirely up to you as God leads you. But thank you for being with us all these years. Some of y'all have been with me for well over 20 years. And stay right with us. I mean, some of you are faithful every month to send $20 or $100, whatever. You're faithful. Have been for a long time. Please don't think I take that for granted, because I don't. I wish I had time to get a hold of every one of you on the phone and thank you personally, but I don't have the time to do that. But I'm telling you tonight that I appreciate every one of you that pray for us, that support us. Folks, I'm just a man. I'm nobody special. I want to be a good servant of my Father in heaven through Christ, my Savior. But I'm just a man. I make a lot of mistakes. I truly do. Now, right now, I don't feel so well, so I'm only a man. I'm physical. I get sick like everybody else does. But I don't want you to think I'm anything special other than a servant of Christ, just as you are. So don't think when you call me, you talk anything, it's any more important than you are, because I'm not. I'm doing what I'm called to do, and you're trying to do what you're called to do. But if you can help us stay on the radio, I'd appreciate it. We're trying to reach more people. We have more doors that could be opened if I had the funds to do it, but we just don't have it. So we're just praying, Lord, to bless us and show us what to do and how to do it. Because I don't want to cut anybody off that's helping me in this ministry for so many years, like Lisa and others. I don't want to do that. But I may have no choice. So just pray for us, if you would, that God would give us direction. And by the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. And pray that I feel better by then. I'll pray you. I got a headache like you won't believe right now. Hope to see you tomorrow night. God bless. Good night.
And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.